You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
The German art students, and that is the title track from their brand new album, Diamonds and Queens, which just so happens to be on Shortwave Records. This is a pretty awesome album. I'm looking at a big record right now, like from the old days, right? Vinyl.
Vinyl.
Yeah. Vinyl. This is pretty cool.
Yep.
I love vinyl, and I'm glad it's making a comeback. And Shortwave Records, they've been releasing albums of local and national bands since the label's founding in 1999. And label owner Eric Hartz is no stranger to the Madison music scene, having played drums in Hum Machine and a few other bands, and currently The Flavor That Kills. Shortwave Records is hosting a live music showcase at the Crystal Corner Bar on Willie Street on Saturday, February 7th, with Eric's band The Flavor That Kills and other artists from the record label, including the German art students Nestor and Shazy Haid. Here in the studio to tell us about his band, the label, the show is Eric Hartz, and he's brought along a couple guys from The Flavor That Kills, Nick and Ryan. Woo! Nick, Ryan, Eric, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Oh, thanks, Rocker, and thanks for, promoting the show and everything. That show, actually, Shazy Haid's not going to play it, but Shinky is going to do solo, because some of the guys in Shazy Haid are out of commission for a little bit.
It's that time of year.
But it will be The Flavor That Kills, the German art students, Nestor, Body Futures, who are from Milwaukee, who used to be in If I Had a Hi-Fi.
Oh, that's right. I remember those
And
guys.
Then Shinky's going to open up the show from Shazy Haid and the new recruits. So
now what I want to know is Hum Machine ever going to play again?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we are all active and around and living. So
yeah, you got to now.
And
we
no get excuse.
Yeah, and we get along. So that's a possibility maybe in the
that's
summer.
That's a key.
Yeah, we talked about that. There's actually a Hum Machine record that's not out yet that we might put out in the summer. So
oh, that's nice. And yeah. What year did Hum Machine start?
Oh, God, that would be mid-90s, I think.
Right.
Yeah, way back.
Wow. Eric, tell us about yourself. I mean, how did you get started in music? What's your backstory?
Well, my backstory is my high school band that I played in called Slow Children opened up for Fugazi Green Bay. And then since then, it's been a steady downhill climb. So I started on the mountain, and I've continued to go down that hill, and I haven't reached the bottom yet. Maybe some point I'll go back up, but I started on the top, and I'm on my way to the bottom. So that's how I started opening up for them.
How'd you start
in
playing
high
drums?
School. I started playing drums because I was in sixth grade, and the most popular guy, his name was John Bacon. God, I hope John Bacon's listening. And he was a drummer, and he was cool, and all the girls liked him. And I thought maybe if I played drums, I would be cool, and all the girls would like me too.
That's the ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. What was your parents' role in kind of your musical upbringing?
My parents were pretty cool. Fortunate to have, well, pretty cool. They weren't always cool.
I hope they're not listening.
Well, they let me play the drums. They actually would let me, play and have bands come to my house and practice.
Nice.
But it was mainly because they knew I was not in trouble. So we were all hanging out at the house and stuff like that.
Right.
And that lasted until they got sick of it. That's kind of how I got started.
Yeah. I mean, let your kids play drums because they won't have money to have a drug addiction. They spend all their money on drums.
And if they like it, they'll be doing it. So,
My parents would let you play drums.
Yeah.
Tell us about your current band, The Flavor That Kills. You brought two of your guys here. And I even heard a crazy story that you lost half your albums.
Oh my God!
In a snowstorm. Tell us about your band and your crazy snowstorm.
I'll tell you about the albums, and Ryan and Nick can tell you about the band. So, we had the last album, Book of Secrets, and we were super excited. We spent a lot of time and energy putting it together, and we got the vinyl, and we assembled the vinyl ourselves because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we were doing that at the studio, and we got them all put together. And then we put them in my truck, and there was a snowstorm on that night. And when I was driving home, I think my truck latch, there was ice, and it must not have latched right.
Oh, no.
Ice again.
Yeah. And they fell, and the latch fell off, my hatch fell down, and we lost like a box, which is about 50 or 60 records in the snow. And I was driving around trying to find them. When I got home, I realized it happened. I didn't find them until the morning after.
the spring melt. Hey, look at all these albums.
Yeah, and you know they're expensive, right? Vinyl's expensive, so it's like, oh my gosh.
What a loss.
A lot of people actually want the road worn.
I have the road worn ones.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they're special.
Yeah. Ryan and Nick will tell you about the band.
Oh, all right, Ryan, Nick, tell us about your band, The Flavor That Kills.
Ryan first.
Well, I don't know if my mic's on.
Oh, Will, the band is an explosion.
It's on.
Oh, can you hear me?
Of explosive guys exploding all over the front row of the audience.
I'll tell you, because those guys, being in a band with people is really difficult at times. I got you. We can hear you now.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, okay, we're back.
Well, you're doing a great job here, so I have nothing to add.
Well, Ryan and I I'll tell you, Ryan and I knew each other for a long time because Ryan used to be an awesome car fun maker, and I was in Hum Machine, and then Shazy Hate, and those two bands just disintegrated in their own ways.
Yeah. You're trying to go further downhill, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ryan had a project he was working on, called Lake Delton, which you can listen to on the Shortwave Records Bandcamp page. It's not called Lake Delton. I think it's titled The Labor That Kills, but it's basically Ryan's solo album that's on there. Mm. The one with the bunny on it.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy riding the bunny.
That one. Yeah. So, I said, hey, dude, let's start a band. And so we were talking about like doing something like Gary Wright or something like that, like 70s disco type of soul.
70s disco.
That's where just, it's spitballing and stuff. And this is the band that we ended up kind of like starting. And then we did Christian Bernson, who was in Screaming Since Into the Ponds. We brought him into play. And then there were some different variations along the line. And then the current lineup was with, Ryan and me and then Nick and second guitar. And then Christian Bernson on the bass. And then we brought in John Paul Jones. Not John Paul Jones.
John Paul Le Pope.
John Paul. Like, wow. There's no Jones there.
No, John Paul.
John Paul Le Pope.
Yeah.
Who is in the Dead Familiars and has played in a bunch of other bands.
So there's a bunch of all-stars.
Yeah, and he does all the synth parts because we needed a synth player because we played so much synth on the last record. We didn't really have someone to do it. We just did it ourselves. So we brought someone to do that stuff live. That's John Paul.
Nice. And I got to ask, since you're here, is Awesome Car Fun Maker ever going to do a reunion show?
God, I wish they would.
Yeah, they're still alive somewhere out there. One guy's out in New Jersey. Another guy's out, I think he's in Philadelphia or London. I haven't kept up with him. And I think the old drummer's still in town there, so I mean, I could find him.
Man, that would be a great show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be classic.
Yeah. You do Hum Machine, Awesome Car Fun Maker, Screaming Sissons in the Ponds. And then do like another older band.
You're the man. Put it together. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
If you ever saw Awesome Car Fun Maker back in the day, in the 2000s, you might have seen Sealed Casket as well because they played a lot of shows together, and that's what I want to see again.
Oh,
yeah, they were a theatrical metal band.
Back then, you're probably in your 40s.
Now, tell us about creating Shortwave Records. I mean, how did you get to this point?
Yeah, well, there's been a couple variations. It started with Hum Machine. And then I had a solo thing called Vulturous, which is still active now. We just didn't have a label. So we were talking about
that's with Courtney Collins, right?
Early versions of it is. The new versions are with Roscoe Mitchell.
Oh, I see.
So there wasn't a vehicle to put out music. And Awesome Car Fun Maker was on the early version of Shortwave, which was called Cancer Records at the time.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And we did early compilation with Smart Studios and the Slipper Club with some local bands called Under the Radar. But we put out, stuff. We got a big distribution deal through Red Eye, who's a pretty big company now.
Yeah, that is.
And you're actually getting the records in the stores. This is in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, I got into Best Buy.
It was doing good. It was a good distribution deal. It was like pretty legit. And then it just kind of, just went idle for a while. And then when Flavor of the Kills started, I kind of relaunched the label.
I see.
Mainly to do vinyl. And then lately I've been doing archival stuff with 90s, early 2000s bands like Clip the Daisies, Transformer.
Matt Trucker Gone Mad?
They're not on there. Wheelie King is.
Oh, Wheelie King.
Matt Trucker Gone Mad certainly has an invitation if they want to be on there. and Ladybeard, too, for that matter.
Yeah.
Clip the Daisies is on there. Wheelie King, Transformer Loopbag. We have I don't know if people remember Ham G, but we're working on a new release from Ham G, which has never been out. That was Jim Bruss, who sadly died a couple years ago. But that is almost on its way to being finished that we're going to put out. So we're, you know, reworking some of those older Madison bands.
Yeah, I love it. The throwbacks.
Yeah,
the
and dead it's free. Bands. It's all free. It's all digital. It's all free. Right. It's just more archival.
Yeah.
And it's available for everybody just so they can hear it. You know,
that's a great service to the public.
You know, because, you know, Led Zeppelin, right? They're not around anymore, but you're going to hear their music all the time, right? But a local band, when they cease to exist,
they're done.
Where does their music go, right? And that's why we try and keep you here alive on Max Inc. Radio. And I love that you're archiving stuff, too. That's a really a noble cause.
Thanks. It's going, you know, it goes really, a lot of people listen, you know, like a lot of people are going back to that because they want to hear that stuff, and there might be a cassette tape that was out sometime and they don't have it anymore.
No, right. So, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Tell us quickly about your showcase at the Crystal Corner Bar on February 7th.
Yep. So we have a couple bands on the label. Like I said, he's not doing it, but Chinky is, and that's a shortwave person. And then the German Art Students who you just played, we just put out their vinyl. Nestor is another band in town. We put their last one vinyl out, and they have a new one coming out in May. So that's going to be out on shortwave. And then Body Futures is not on the label, but they're playing. They're from Milwaukee, and we've known those guys. A lot of people know those guys because they used to be in a band called If I Had a Hi-Fi.
Out of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right.
So we thought we'd try like a showcase and just get all the bands on the label together. And then I want to do more of these as we get more bands. My goal is to burn through as much money as possible before I can't do it anymore.
Tore out of it. And
that's a business plan.
It's a good one. But when you have it set up like that, you don't have to freak out, you know? So,
yeah, right.
But I do want to do more. I want to do a lot more local stuff. So, you know, my goal is to hopefully find more local bands to work with. And, you know, we have a pretty friendly deal with the bands to help them out with getting the vinyl out, and they get all keep all their rights and stuff like that. And it's kind of like, you know, we recoup when they sell it. But we also have, though, we also did the Dick Valentine album, and he's from Electric Six. It's his solo stuff.
Okay.
So we put one out last year, and we're going to do another one this year too. It looks like we're doing another one with him. And then the Flavor That Kills, we're going to do a couple shows with Electric Six in April and May coming up this summer. So
lots of stuff coming up. Eric, thank you so much for coming down to the studio tonight, and your buds, Nick and Ryan. We can't wait to go to the Crystal Corner Bar February 7th to see the Shortwave Records music showcase happening at the Crystal Corner Bar over on Wheelie Street. We have a brand new Flavor of the Kills song. It's called Evaporate. Quickly tell us, what's this song?
Evaporate.
The whole record's a concept. So this is It's part of the plot.
It's part of the plot. Right now, let's check it out. Brand new music from The Flavor That Kills. This is Evaporate. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.